dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, of course, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we give you the site for free and the features there, so enjoy it. Over at freetalklive.com, you can get interactive in various different ways, whether it's the bulletin board system or the wiki. Go to freetalklive.com. And 800-259-9231, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the cops. Usually when we get on this topic, it's hard to get away from it because there are so many different aspects and so many different problems with policing in this country today, and so many, I guess, sub-problems or problems that are created by the police and problems that are made worse by the police's involvement. So, for instance, we've been talking about underage drinking, for instance. And underage drinking, obviously, young people or anybody drinking irresponsibly or drinking dangerously is a bad idea. Alcohol poisoning is a very real possibility. Doing stupid things and doing dangerous things, a very real possibility. So encouraging people to drink responsibly, I think, is a good thing. But you don't do that by taking somebody, taking their freedom away from them, putting them in a cage, giving them various different criminal charges on their record, and essentially, you know, possibly making it so they lose their job, ruining their lives, basically, with an arrest. That doesn't help the situation in any way, shape, or form.
That doesn't sound very peaceful or compassionate. And I think if you're wanting to help someone, you need to come from a position of peace, love, and compassion, not from a position of violence,
absolutely,
and anger and basically words on paper. I think that's completely flawed to think that you can help someone by hurting them.
So we're on all kinds of different related subjects here, and your thoughts, your experiences are certainly welcome. We've been talking about police who have kind of seen the light about their profession and have become very, very uncomfortable with what they're doing, some to the point of even having to leave their jobs. As we continue, we'll take your calls. Justin is in Mississippi. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
JJ and Mark. Hey, Justin, what's on your mind?
Not too much. Hey, I got a funny story to tell you. You know those, you guys were talking about those police associations that call mooch money?
Yeah, right. The like the Fraternal Order of Police or the Highway Patrol or whatever, and it's usually them hiring a boiler room of telemarketers to do the job for them.
Right. Well, when I was in college, I grew up in Illinois, and I went to University of Illinois, and I was laying in bed on a Saturday morning about 9 o'clock. The phone rang. I picked it up, and hello, this is so and so from the Illinois Sheriff's Association. Blah blah blah. And anyway, he gave his spiel, and I said, well, what's this money going to go towards? He said, it goes to a lot of things, especially keeping drunk drivers off the road. And right there, I said, well, hell, I'd be like, slit my own throat. He hung up on me.
You know, my best example of one of these calls is if somebody ever calls with this intention, I will talk to the person for a moment. I'll say, you know, I wouldn't have a problem supporting the police if they didn't aggress against peaceful people. And I haven't had anybody hang up on me. At one point, I had a guy actually. He sounded like a young black gentleman who definitely agreed with me. He was like, "Yeah, I'm just doing a job, you know." I know where you're coming from, man. Because I was talking about marijuana
and how
I don't think that they should aggress against those people. And it was kind of nice to have the guy calling for the police actually kind of change his tune and agree with me.
Yeah, he just wanted to make the money the commission that he would have made by getting the donation.
He didn't get a donation from me either way.
But right. That's what he wanted initially.
Yeah, sure. So what else do you want to share tonight, Justin?
Oh, that's it. I just thought that was a funny story and thought I'd share it with you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just came across you guys on the radio tonight, and
you're shocked.
I definitely, no, not really.
Okay.
It's just couldn't tell from the conversation tonight if you're just talking about, you know, the bad cops that are out there on the force, or is like just get rid of law enforcement completely.
Well, I think you need you would be talking about a transition from what we have today to something that would be more voluntary and peaceful. I would like to see people get protection services that they contract for, that they're looking for. However, I think that we can go a long way towards turning law enforcement officers into peace officers by getting rid of, say, vice crimes, gambling, mm-hmm. drinking under the age, using drugs, possession,
prostitution,
exactly. Possession of firearms, weapons. Which is it's supposed to be enshrined in our Constitution, but apparently, they just don't go for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are some people that. We have to have someone to go deal with them, otherwise we'll be having shootouts in the street. But,
sure, sure. Well, that's what Mark was saying, is to have the so-called law enforcement officers be peace officers again. Like, I'm told they once were. It was not in my lifetime, but I'm told at one time that they were. Like, if you look at Andy Griffith or whatever, I guess that's kind of an idyllic representation of what they were supposed to be. But the idea of having them be there to restore the peace, to stop violence from occurring, I don't have a problem with that. I wouldn't mind if the government. First of all, I agree with Mark. I think we should have competing protection agencies, ideally. But if the government monopoly protection service that we call the police, if they were actually just out there investigating arson and rape and murder and destruction of property and actual real crimes with a real victim, I'd have no problem with those guys, man.
That's right.
I'd have no issue whatsoever. It's the fact that they're on a regular basis aggressing against people who are speeding, who are carrying a plant.
Not wearing a seatbelt.
Right. All kinds of nonsense, nanny state BS. We know what's best for you. That's where I have a real issue, where they're tearing people's lives apart, trying to tell them how to live. And, of course, it never ends up changing anything. It just makes things worse for people. That's what I think you should see change. So turn them from law enforcement officers, where they're like these robots, where they, and I don't mean to say this about all police, that some of them use their discretion and they're smart and they leave people alone for smoking pot and stuff like that. But in many ways, police are very robotic because they're, I am just enforcing the law. This is my job. I am doing my duty. But you're supposed to be, ideally, just keeping people safe, and they've gone way beyond that.
Yeah. It's more behavior control, and that's where we have an issue. It all comes down to the simple premise that you own yourself. You own your body, and you can do with your body what you choose. And the same follows through with the products of your body. That means your labor, what you do with your time, and when you create something, you own that too. It's not like they can take 15% of your engine you just built and claim it for taxation because, well, we need to pay for all this other stuff, so give us, the catalytic converter and half the carburetor. You don't know. It's like you built that, that's yours. It's the simple premise that the state can't come along and simply do what they want, take from you what they want, tell you how to live, and expect you to just go along with it. That's just absurd.
Yeah, you're right. And if we can get the politicians to get rid of all the stupid laws with no victims, and the prisons would be emptied out, and we'd have room for the guys that really need to be.
Absolutely.
That much is true. You'd have far, far fewer prisons, because one thing you have to understand is not only do you have the people that are put in prison for using drugs, but you have people that are put in prison because they're doing things in order to get drugs.
Mm.
And that's an incredible amount of these folks. I don't know what the numbers would be, but I would suspect you're probably going to see about 80% of those guys not in there. And if you see a situation like that, it's going to change the face of America. But I'll tell you one thing. One problem here is that police officer unions get a much better hold of a politician's ear than you and I do. And
the police chiefs,
officer unions, the police chiefs unions, these organizations, they don't want anything like what we're talking about.
No, it means lowered budgets. It means no asset forfeiture, where they get to take cars and houses from
less
people.
Overtime, less pension.
So if it sounds like we're talking crap about the cops, it's because the organizations that represent the cops don't represent you and I.
No doubt about it. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And it was a good question, a good issue that he brought up there at 800-259-9231. Plus, it's also difficult to get the politicians, just without the police's influence, it's difficult to get the politicians to change these things because they don't want to be seen as soft on crime.
And the prison system is such a racket at this point. There's so many big companies involved that it's hard to get the politicians to pay attention because there's so much money there.
And all the while, in the meantime, they're putting crippled people in cages because they use marijuana to make themselves feel better for a variety of things.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One a Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those, including news updates. Ooh, you can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, and all of them are free. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment, plus a lot more. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, they can't even be advertised here on Free Talk Live. You can get an additional 5% off with using the coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
We continue. We'll take your phone calls about what you want, talking about the police, and there's some other police-related news out there that is worthy of sharing. We've got another batch of corrupt cop stories every single week. There are corrupt cop stories to share with you, but of course your phone calls are the priority, so we go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. You've got to turn down your radio, Shadow. If you are listening, it's going to be very confusing otherwise.
Okay, got it.
Go ahead.
I forgot. Sorry. Yeah, I was just telling the other guy, I said that, I lived in a town in southeastern Michigan one time. It's called Washington, Michigan, in the thumb part of the mitten. And we didn't have any police. We had nothing there whatsoever. And that was the finest, quietest, most peaceful place I've ever lived in my life.
Wait a minute. You mean there weren't murderers running from house to house slaughtering people?
I don't believe
eating
it.
Babies?
Nope. Nope, there sure wasn't.
I'll bet I can guess why, Shadow, because I live in a town that that doesn't have much of a police force either. And the fact is, if somebody, you know, runs to some house with ill intent, they're going to get a butt full of lead. I think every house in the entire town has guns. I would imagine that they're able to use them. I know my neighbor has dozens of them, and that's just it's the only sample I've taken. I know that the neighbors on either side, they go out and they're doing shooting practice and stuff during the day on the weekends. It's just a common thing. So.
Shadow, you're right on that. That's what we had. Everybody had what was just about all the World War II vets and Army and what have you like that, and everybody had firepower. We had plenty of dogs and everything else. I mean, we didn't have no problems at all in that town, man, you know.
So you guys
bad
had
boys knew to stay away and everything, so.
So you had no incidents really to speak of anything that happened?
A couple of people show up that thought they were going to burglarize the house that I was living in with my folks. And I just had a brand spanking new little baby brother that my folks had brought home from the hospital. And I was watching out for him. And then somebody came to the door. And all I did was just simply, I didn't have time to wake my parents up or anything. I just sprang through the door and attacked the person out there and raised so much of a fuss. Then Daddy was finally able to come out there and take control of the situation. So when that guy seen that big old 16-gauge pump shotgun in his face, he decided he wanted to go somewhere else.
Yeah, changed his mind real quick. Thanks, Shadow, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Right.
You know, what Shadow touches on there is this. We're talking about some of the reasons why the system doesn't change very easily, why it's very reticent and slow to change, and the politicians want to be tough on crime, the cops don't want to lose their jobs, the cops don't want to lose their budgets. There's also, in the minds of people, in the minds of American people and probably people around the world, this mythology around the police. And the myth is that the police are actually there keeping you safe. That the propaganda is true, that it's because of the police is why you don't have murderers running from house to house just slaughtering people.
I think,
and Shadow's example is a great example of why it is that the police are, it is a myth. It's not to say that the police aren't a factor in someone's decision to commit a crime.
Right.
But for the most part, the reason why human beings interact so well with one another and aren't at each other's throats constantly and killing one another and harming one another is because it's in our self-interest. And there's a certain group of people out there that believes that humans are evil, that they believe that people are bad, and right. that given any opportunity, they will rape and pillage and murder and kill and harm and destroy. And what I'm trying to point out here is that that is not true, and the reason why there's peace in society is not because there's someone in a blue uniform with a badge somewhere in your town, but because it's in your best interest to get along with people. People interact with one another on a consensual basis day and night, and if they decided they didn't want to do that, there would be nothing the police could do to stop it.
Right, and so what you're dealing with this, policing organizations, which are sort of top-down, hierarchical, monopoly organizations, you don't have a choice as to whether or not you want these folks, is you get a situation where the customer service isn't as good. And I want you to try to imagine now for a second what it would be like is if you could choose to, A, secure your own property, B, hire some organization that would secure your property for you, or C, have this top-down monolithic organization that may decide to turn on you at any time and, take your kids away from you bust you for using some substance or whatever. So C kind of stinks. But when you look at A or B, these are choices that people could make in the marketplace. Like, if I had a security organization and somebody broke into my home and did me harm or damaged my property, I could hold that security organization responsible.
It's a violation of contract.
They'd probably have some insurance for that, and they would make me whole. What do the right. cops do if my house gets broken into?
Take a report.
They take a report. They're not responsible for they're not here to protect you. If they were, they would be making you whole when they fail to do their jobs.
Let's talk to Shelley. She's listening in Indy to WXNT. Shelley, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening.
Hi, Shelley.
Have you been in countries where there are no active police forces and everybody's walking around with their own machine gun or machete?
I've been to Haiti.
It's very much like, I've been in places like that too, and it's a very dangerous situation not to have a police force out there to protect us. You're making the police force sound like glorified hall monitors.
You're equating the situations in countries that, for one, almost all countries have some kind of organization that works for the government that secures the government. So we'll call those people police because that's what police do. You're equating that with the necessity that all countries that are like that must be like that. So, I mean, you're saying, like, for instance, I wear blue shoes, a bum wears blue shoes, I must be a bum. And that isn't really an accurate representation. The fact is, all we're suggesting here is to take some steps towards freedom. You do realize that this country incarcerates 10 times more people than the next closest country behind it, right?
No, I don't realize that. But what I do realize is that I can generally feel safe driving down the highway because I know if somebody's driving erratically or drunk or speeding crazily, they'll get stopped and get a ticket.
Shelley, no one here has said to get rid of the idea of having protection agencies. I'll come back if you'd like. You can stick with us here. We can continue this discussion. I sure would like to. 800-259-9231. There's another reason why you've got these seemingly chaotic situations in these other countries as well, and I think that deserves to be touched on a little further also. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, hopefully more with Shelley here in moments, or your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its true cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us.
Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the lady listeners that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to enjoy that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about the cops and how they're frequently just snatching people up, putting them in cages, and ruining lives. And of course, a lot of people are taking plea bargains. They're intimidated by the system. They don't know what to do when it comes to the court system. But there's an answer for those folks.
Right. Plea bargains are, in fact, really just a benefit only to the judicial apparatus and to guilty criminals. Because guilty criminals get lighter sentences, and the judicial apparatus gets to run more people through the mill. It's of no benefit to the citizen or the victim or anybody else. Those folks have a disservice done to them. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use Free Talk Live in the pull-down menu when you check out, just to let them know that you heard it here at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we had Shelley on the line, invited her to stick through the break. She did not. She dropped off. If it was a cell phone problem, she's welcome to call back because she was invited to continue the discussion. But her point, and JJ, you had something you wanted to say to it. Her point was on this idea that there are some countries in the world where she believes that there's no police presence, and so therefore things are crazy. There are people killing each other and carrying guns around, and it's dangerous and scary.
Right. It's a complete straw man argument. It's not really an argument at all. It's like saying back in the day, there are countries without exorcists, and they must have been full of demons or witches, or, you know, they didn't burn their witches in that country, so you don't go there because it's full of witches. No, the United States, or this geographic area, did not become great because of the police. I got news for you. Hmm. One. Two, this is not that other country. I'm sorry. If you take the police and all those thugs out of this system, it's still going to be the system you see. It's still going to be that community you're in. It's still going to be the city or whatever place you're in. It's still going to be the same place. It's just simply you have to be more diligent about your own personal responsibilities. That's what it comes down to, is that people who really like the idea of police don't like to be responsible for themselves, either because they're complicated or because they don't have the money or the time or the know-how, whatever reason they have or excuse they have. But one thing I wanted to comment back when Mark was talking about the Westmoreland or in various other areas in New Hampshire that have no police, basically it's like that's a double-edged sword. It's the same thing like, oh, well, I have police here to protect me from murderers. But if you go, like, in a bar situation, because this is where generally things happen, you know, and
fights happen in bars.
Okay. If you're in that guy in Washington, Michigan, okay, he had no police there. There's a guy fighting in the bar. The police aren't going to come and protect this guy from everybody else in the bar when they get upset with him busting up their mm-hmm. good times. Just the same as they're not going to protect this person from that assaulter. So it's a double-edged sword in that the police not only respond to a situation and sort of they I don't want to say they de-escalate it because they oftentimes escalate it with violence, but they do bring the situation to a close in that person is removed and
or dead,
yeah, exactly. At the same time, if you don't have that happen, that community will have to deal with that problem, okay? And news will get out how they dealt with that problem. Now, if some guy comes in and he starts shooting off his gun and just being crazy, he's probably going to get shot. I mean, that's usually what's going to happen. You just don't have room to decide if he is capable of making the right decision when he comes in with this sort of violent and aggressive behavior.
Well, people are going to handle that situation.
Right.
They're going to handle it in whatever way they need to. And having people being armed is a real nice way to handle violent folks. So one of her concerns, Shelley's concerns, was that there's people carrying AK-47s and stuff everywhere. Well, they probably feel like it's necessary because they need to protect themselves in a situation in which there's a kind of a desperate circumstances situation. We live here in New Hampshire. If you want to strap an AK-47 to your back and walk down Main Street, you can do that.
Right. It's legal.
Yeah, it's entirely legal to do so. And people are known in this movement, the Liberty Movement, for open carrying firearms. And I think some guy had a katana strapped to his back at Porkfest last year or something like that. But one of the important points to make, you mentioned this, JJ, is that society is not this society.
That's right.
And the reason why this society is the way it is isn't because of the police. It's because, generally, people in this society have had the freedom to do what it is they want to. Being very general, like
yes.
In comparison to the other societies in which she was referencing, like these kind of third world countries. The reasons why they're third world countries is because of the government. It's because over there, if you try to open up a business, then there are all kinds of hoops that you have to jump through. Way more, in many cases, than here in the United States. This is not a free market here, and there are serious problems in the United States, and things are certainly getting worse here as far as economic freedom is concerned. But when you don't have economic freedom, you don't have personal freedom as well. you don't have economic freedom, the ability to start your own business, create your own product and service, you are essentially relegated to being a serf in whatever sort of corporate systems are allowed to be in that country, or you're just on an agrarian kind of farming system. You end up in a very desperate set of circumstances because the government isn't allowing people to create wealth for themselves.
Yeah, the kind of circumstance where you'd set yourself on fire in the middle of town square because you can't run a vegetable stand
or
like
you
ran in Tunisia.
Or instead of taking that route, you would take a violent route and start stealing.
Obviously, that's a person on the edge.
Or set up a mob or something like that, and you know, become a warlord, and you know, you go into these different areas where people are prevented from creating wealth for themselves. It puts them in desperate circumstances, and people in desperate circumstances behave differently than they would otherwise. People in a circumstance where they have relative freedom behave in a much more cooperative manner because it's what's best for them. But if somebody's starving to death, then their behavior kind of, you know, changes. I'm not saying it's right what they, you know, what they might do in those circumstances, but look at Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath there, and look at how the police were behaving.
Yes.
There was video footage of the police going into like a Walmart or something like that stealing stuff, loading up cartloads of product and just taking it right out the front door.
Well, they were looking for looters. They just happened to not look in the mirror.
Right.
Well, I think, and you touched on one other thing, is the difference in countries. Now, we had talked about Egypt a few months ago when that whole Arab uprising went about, and the Egyptian was one of the most successful countries as far as bringing commercial industry into the country and westernizing and all that. But even there, under Mubarak, you had to be an Egyptian citizen basically to own the company in order for the company to be started there. An Egyptian citizen had to own 51% of the company. So right there, the barrier to entry in that marketplace for any of the outside foreigners, and especially in Egypt and that Sinai Peninsula, there's a lot of different people from a lot of different regions that come there and live there. So it's situations like that, and that was a good one. Now think of a worse one than that. Like you have to be married to someone who's in the royal family in order to have a business in this country, or some other crazy protocol.
Burma.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. So you have, exactly like you said, it's very difficult to get into business, and people are going to want products and service no matter what. No matter what the government or anyone else says, people are going to want food, shelter, water. They're going to want some libations at times, too, to ease on their stress and whatnot. So the black market responds, the gray market responds, and creates a quasi-criminal culture. It's criminal because the government doesn't support it and they want to crack down on it, but it's just people doing what they need to do to get by.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. A most important point, and we can flesh this out in a bit, is the idea that talking out against the government police doesn't mean that we're opposed to having protection services. So we'll flesh that out in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 2 dozen assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control, even in the remaining moments here, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for your thoughts if you want to share them. 1-800-259-9231. And as always, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark. By the way, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. If you enjoy the program, though, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go there, get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal or Visa and MasterCard right through our website. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only, the AMP-only forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up. It helps us out because it helps us get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, Jay is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I've listened to you for a couple of months now.
Welcome, sir.
I'd say on some topics, sometimes you're a little over the top for me, but overall I like to cut the boys' jib.
The what?
Cut of the I boys, like the cut of your jib overall.
Oh, that's a new term for me. I've not heard that one.
Cut of your, you never heard that? Cut of your jib?
He doesn't get out much.
I'm afraid not.
All right.
I didn't know what manwich was for a number of years, Mark. He used to be called manwich on the air, and I thought it was a gay jib.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. You got to have yourself a can of manwich and some ground beef.
That's what I'm thinking.
And some pickles. But anyway, there's a phrase referencing the police that people have forgotten. It used to be called the long arm of the law.
Hmm.
Because they would, if you would commit a crime, no matter what you did, they would bring you back to justice. But people have forgotten that the police are only reactionary.
Yep.
They're there to investigate once the bad, evil stuff has happened. They're not there to protect every citizen every moment of every day.
They're a cleanup crew.
You're right. And
you're right.
I've been teaching the martial arts for nigh on 12 years. And we like to call it, you know, life protection, not just self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell people, I'm like, look, you know, you need to craft a defensive strategy for you and your lifestyle. And you got to remember, the police are only there after something bad has happened.
Yep.
An alarm system is only there to tell the bad guy that the police or somebody is on the way and that they've been busted. But they still have plenty of time to do bad things to you. So if you truly want to be responsible, you will learn how to protect yourself and others around you. And, you know.
Good advice.
Yeah, and so I like, you know, where you guys are coming from on this, you know, because, I mean, you know, and I would like to do more research historically because I know we used to not have police. They used to just be called constables.
Yeah, it's a relatively new concept, and a constable was a person who sort of, you know, came when you called as opposed to, you know, it was an elected position largely.
As opposed to trying to sniff out speeders.
They had sheriffs who were the guys who traditionally held the keys to the jail, but... Mm-hmm. You know, all these guys, all along, the king's men, all these folks, all along have been the, just, they'd come when they felt like coming, and they've gotten more, and they've gotten better at coming when they're called, but there's still situations where, you know, there's a Supreme Court ruling where, some women called 911, the cops didn't show up for 24 hours, they had apparently been held and raped over the course of that time, they took it all the way to the Supreme Court ruled that in fact, no, the 911 operator, the cops, nobody was responsible for this because, well, the police have no responsibility to protect you.
Yeah, Jay, we kind of take the concept of personal responsibility and self-defense, and we extend that to the entire person's life. It's not just in your self-defense that you are personally responsible. You are also responsible for your financial situation, where you shouldn't be dependent upon the state to provide. And you're also dependent in your, you know, your living situation and all aspects of your life, your health situation.
Exactly.
The state shouldn't be there to take care of your health, too. No.
Exactly.
It's the same way for everything. Personal responsibility.
But, JJ, that sounds so harsh. It sounds so cold. Don't you want to help people?
I want to help people have the most liberty they can have. And the only time that will come about is when they have the most personal responsibility that they can have. At the same time. See, they're hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. So I advocate everybody be personally responsible, and at the same time, they can... Go ahead.
I think he's talking to someone else. Jay?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was still on the line. But, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think back to the lady that called and talking about Haiti, well, I also think, you know, freedom can only be enjoyed by those people of a certain character. I can't remember the exact quote, but as Benjamin Franklin said, the more debased and vile we become as a society, the more we'll have need of masters.
So right, those people like that children, are, you're absolutely right, those people that are in the system, like JJ was talking about, the ones that are dependent upon it, they don't want to be free. They feel free right now. They're getting checks, and they're getting taken care of, and like they just have to do what they're told. But they love that lifestyle. They don't want that to go away.
Yeah, but I think that to some extent, that as the growth of the state occurs, that it causes more of this dependency. This dependency causes more of this vile behavior. Mm-hmm. And so it's this cycle as, you know, it just becomes the governed and the governed at some point. And the folks that actually make society work, the ones that go out and they work hard and they make money upon which the government leeches and then gives to the vile. You know, those folks, they're going to diminish over time.
That's why you see people leaving California and New York, taking their businesses and moving elsewhere. Jay, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Glad you're out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
One quick thought, just real brief. I just want to see it. I know I'm not a statistics person, and some of you are, some of the listeners out there, some of you crafty folk. I'd like to see a timeline sort of graphical representation of the development of public schools and the increase in prisons and crime and stuff like that. I'm just curious.
Public schools go back so far, and penitentiaries have been employed for such different reasons. It's clear that you know there's an industry behind incarcerating people now that never existed before. I really want to point this out for the people that are stuck to the ceiling that say, "You guys, you're crazy. You want to do away with all cops." Look, this is something we're talking about in the future. once the world's ready for it. I believe...
You're nowhere close, I can tell you.
Right. I believe that you should be able to hire the protection service for yourself that you want. However, I'm willing and ready to take steps to make this police force, which is the protection service that we all have, that's unaccountable and monopolistic, I'm willing to take steps that'll get us there. And I think that the first and most clear step is to protect the Fourth Amendment, which has been completely destroyed by, you know, police departments that are advocating for and pushing very hard for vice crimes. They believe that you don't have the right to decide what goes in your body. You don't have the right to arm yourself with weapons to keep yourself safe. You don't have the right to gamble the money that you've earned. You don't have the right to, you know, purchase the attention of a prostitute if that's what you want.
Let's continue here with your phone calls, and Chris is on the line in Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
I call and agree with the point that you just made, and that was in the Supreme Court case, U.S. Supreme Court 2005, Jessica Gonzalez v. Castle Rock, the town of Castle Rock. And that, as you said, that just demonstrates the fact that we are necessarily responsible for our own self-defense, and there's no two ways about it. If you don't like that fact, it's too bad. It's that the Supreme Court has ruled that under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause does not apply to officers being required to answer on a call. And then, you know, we have the government, the BATF, bringing in shipping guns over to the drug cartels, and the Federal Reserve, a branch of the Federal Reserve, Wachovia, laundering money through $387 million, this was in Bloomberg News, to the drug cartels, $387 billion, that is, with a B. And it goes to show you that the government is as anti-gun as can be. Of course, there's lots of rumblings under the new administration trying to enforce regulations when they can't get laws passed. But, you know, we can see that the move is on to disarm the American public, but yet there's obviously, you know, the argument that we should just allow the military or the police to be armed.
Yeah, it's a scary position.
Right. If you're gonna disarm organizations, why would you let military and the police have weapons? What do you want them to have it for? I mean, if we're gonna disarm people, why would cops have guns? If you're gonna do disarmament, it would seem to me that you would attempt to disarm across the board. Otherwise, all you're proposing to make is a totalitarian police state.
I think this. And there's one other thing I want to talk to about the whole personal defense issue is that. At least when I was in public school, we were taught not to defend ourselves. If we were bullied on the playground, it was discouraged that you do anything or react to it. Mm. It was encouraged, rather, that you tell the teacher or the recess monitor. I personally physically defended myself when I was being physically attacked or bullied.
You probably got in trouble for it, too.
I didn't, actually.
It used to be in my school, they would suspend both parties. It didn't matter who struck first. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. By the way, that Gonzalez case he mentioned is not the same case you were talking about, Mark. There are multiple cases from the Supreme Court where they have ruled over and over again. This is long ruled. This is over. That the government has no obligation whatsoever to protect you. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.